My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers is Davin's scammer Belinda Motel 6 Clean. Listen and enjoy, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Because we've been wrestling with my story,
yes.
With my girlfriend Belinda now, because we have not known, we've been wrestling with, does she actually have feelings for me? Because what we all came up with last week was that when she was Agnes,
yes.
who she was initially, she was playing this character as Agnes when she was scamming me.
Yes, she was full on scammer when she was Agnes.
The day before I was getting my divorce so I could send her the money, she came clean.
Yeah.
She said, I'm not this person, I want to start a relationship with you. Yada, 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 which is where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
And we felt that when she was portraying Agnes, that perhaps I had a team of people working on me.
Yes.
And now we were dealing with one woman. That was pretty much what the show and the fans kind of came up with.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we like the consensus of opinion.
Yeah, that I'm now dealing with a woman. And we've been wrestling with, has this woman fallen for me, which would kind of make me a lech.
Well, it's sort of like the tables are turned if she has fallen for you. And by describing, sort of coming clean in a sense, although you keep catching your little lies.
No. Yeah, exactly. She's still lying.
She's still lying. But
lying so hard to break.
Coming clean, is that another tactic?
I don't know if it was really clean. Maybe like clean like my motel room. they call it clean, but everybody else goes, that's grimy as hell.
This is Motel 6 clean.
She's Motel 6 clean. Yes. She's not urine trough dirty. She's Motel 6 clean.
Yeah, she's not CBGB's bathroom dirty, but she's not something you want to eat off the floor of.
So we've been wrestling with that. Now, last week, she showed off her sense of humor. I was playing a joke with her.
Yes.
And that was kind of fun. She does have a sense of humor, which is why I've kind of really liked this girl.
Yeah, and she's kind of smart.
She's smart, and I dig that.
Yeah.
And here was the interesting part. I am now, once again, she has reaffirmed that at some point we will video chat.
Yeah.
Which they do not do.
I know.
Females do not go to internet cafes. And they do not want their real pictures out there. So again, she said, this is going to happen. If I can pull this off, it's a major breakthrough. It changes everything.
It would change everything, and it would make me a little nervous because, okay, now she's really flipping the script here, and is there something to her coming clean as much as she's capable of? Because you still catch her in lies. But, I mean, is there something
she's
to
like
it?
She's like a six-year-old.
Oh, yeah. It's like,
she needs a bad mommy.
I didn't do it. Oh, I suppose the dog drew all over the wall in crayon. Oh, yes, he did.
Whenever she gets caught in a lie, I don't want to talk about this. Of course you don't.
Of course you don't.
Go to your room.
You know, I think that it would... I've gone back and forth about how much of her is real and how much of her is still scammer.
I think there are elements of truth.
Yeah, there are elements of truth.
Much
obviously.
Like I have started to reveal a little bit more about myself.
Yeah, but you're much more fake Davin than you are real Davin with her.
That's true. Well, fake Davin's fascinating. Real Davin, not so much.
Fake Davin's a whole circus of crazy.
He certainly is.
I like him.
Fake Davin's fun. Fake Davin's been suicidal, been an alcoholic.
Not getting in sick.
Been a porn writer.
Yeah, I'm not getting in fake Davin's car ever.
No, that's true. Fake Davin was suicidal playing with his gun, shot his TV out while he was drinking heavily. And she was very concerned that day when that happened and when I was chatting with her.
Everybody gets concerned when you go all Elvis on the TV.
No, it's true. It's a good TV. We hate to see it go. All right. So let's rejoin our story. I think we did a nice job of setting that up. January 22nd, because we're way behind. The show was on hiatus for a few weeks. And in the past, I had invited her to Atlantis with me in the Bahamas, which if she had said yes, that would have been awkward.
Yes, especially with your wife there.
Well, she wasn't there.
Oh, she wasn't there at that time. Oh, yeah, that would have been bad.
All right. January 22nd. Here we go. I don't usually do the niceties because, sometimes people complain. But I'm doing a little bit of the niceties now. The preamble.
Yeah.
12:45 p.m. January 22nd. Here she is. Hi, hun. I'm like, hi, sweetie. How are you? I missed you yesterday. She goes, yeah. Where did you go? I go, I was here, and I was there all day.
Yeah.
I did not see your line. She goes, I came here a couple times, but I didn't see you. I go, I didn't see you at all. I was working on my computer all day. Sure you aren't confusing me with another boyfriend?
Oh.
She goes, of course not. How are you? I go, that's right. You keep great records.
Oh. Oh, but you know what? She's just such a strange girl, because if you keep saying these things like, oh, you know, don't you confuse me with somebody else, or aren't you talking to somebody else at the same time? And she just lets this stuff slide. I mean, unless you're hurting my feelings a little bit, but I'd still be angry every time you bring it up. And she's like, yeah, whatever.
But you know she's full of crap. You know, if I said it to you, you probably didn't deserve it.
No, I deck you.
Well, she can't. She doesn't have arms long enough to cross the Atlantic Ocean.
This is true.
It's a lot easier for me to be nasty to a woman when she's not here. I'm polite as hell to you and my wife.
And she wouldn't have to scam you if she was part of the Fantastic Four.
Yes, that's true. So I go, I'm okay. Busy, but okay. How are you? She goes, fine. What are you working on today? I go, contracts. How is Ishmael doing? Now, let's recap who Ishmael is.
I forget.
Remember when she was Agnes?
Yeah.
She had her younger friend, a 20-year-old, who she worked with at the orphanage.
Yeah.
At the orphanage, who when she wanted me to send money, she wanted me to talk to Ishmael.
Right. Okay.
You remember this now?
Yes, I do.
Now, this is during the Agnes period.
Yes. That's how long ago.
Exactly. So I go, how is Ishmael doing? She goes, who is Ishmael?
No! You ass! I love it when she screws up like that. She can't remember her own cast of characters.
She really should save these conversations.
She really should.
She should do her own radio show. Or as we surmise, she probably is.
She probably is.
So she goes, who is Ishmael? I go, I guess another made-up person.
Oh, snap. That's nice.
She goes, made-up person? I go, yep, you told me all about him. Wanted me to talk to him, too.
A made up person, question mark? Like, who would make up a person? Jerk.
She goes, Ishmael is my cousin. I go, that's not what you told me. She goes, so what did I tell you? Please, I don't have my notes.
Oh, wow.
She goes, so what did I tell you? I go, you can't even keep your lie straight.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.